Scene 4. Another part of the wood. Enter Titania with her train.
Come, now a roundel and a fairy song, then, for the third part of a minute, hence, some to kill cankers in the musk rosebuds, some war with rear mice for their leathern wings, to make my small elves' coats, and some keep back the clamorous owl, that nightly hoots and wonders at our quaint spirits. Sing me now asleep, then to your offices, and let me rest. Song 1.
You spotted snakes, with double tongue, thorny hedgehogs, be not seen. Newts and blind worms do no wrong. Come not near our fairy queen. Philomel, with melody, sing in our sweet lullaby. Lola lola lullaby, lola lola lullaby. Never harm, nor spell, nor charm, come our lovely lady nigh. So good night, with lullaby. 2.
Waving spiders, come not here, hence, you long-legged spinners, hence, beetles black, approach not near, worm nor snail do no offense.
Hence away, now all is well. 1. Aloof, stand sentinel.
Leaving the stage, fairies, Titania sleeps. Enter Oberon.
What thou seest when thou dost wake, squeezes the flower on Titania's eyelids. Do it for thy true love take, love and languish for his sake. Be it ounce, or cat, or bear, pard, or boar with bristled hair, in thy eye, that shall appear when thou wakest, it is thy dare, wake when some vile thing is near. Exit. Enter Lysander and Hermia. Fair love, you faint with wandering in the wood, and, to speak troth, I have forgot our way, we'll rest us, Hermia, if you think it good, and tarry for the comfort of the day. Be it so, Lysander. Find you out a bed, for I upon this bank will rest my head. One turf shall serve as pillow for us both. One heart, one bed, two bosoms, and one troth. Nay, good Lysander, for my sake, my dear, lie farther off yet, do not lie so near. Oh, take the sense, sweet, of my innocence. Love takes the meaning in love's conference. I mean that my heart unto yours is knit, so that but one heart we can make of it. Two bosoms interchained with an oath, so then two bosoms and a single troth. Then by your side, no bedroom me deny, for lying so, Hermia, I do not lie. Lysander riddles very prettily. Now much beshrew my manners and my pride, if Hermia meant to say Lysander lied. But, gentle friend, for love and courtesy lie further off. In human modesty, such separation as may well be said becomes a virtuous bachelor and a maid. So far be distant, and good night, sweet friend. Thy love ne'er alter till thy sweet life end. Amen, amen, to that fair prayer say I, and then end life when I end loyalty. Here is my bed. Sleep give thee all his rest. With half that wish the wisher's eyes be pressed. They sleep. Enter Puck.
Through the forest have I gone, but Athenian found I none, on whose eyes I might approve this flower's force in stirring love. Night and silence. Who is here? Weeds of Athens he doth wear. This is he, my master said, despised the Athenian maid. And here the maiden, sleeping sound, on the dank and dirty ground. Pretty soul. She durst not lie near this lack love, this kill courtesy. Churl, upon thy eyes I throw all the power this charm doth owe. When thou wakest, let love forbid sleep his sate on thy eyelid. So awake when I am gone, for I must now to Oberon. Exit.
Enter Demetrius and Helena, running.
Stay, though thou kill me, sweet Demetrius.
I charge thee, hence, and do not haunt me thus.
Oh, wilt thou darkling leave me? Do not so.
Stay on thy peril, I alone will go.
Exit Demetrius.
Oh, I am out of breath in this fond chase. The more my prayer, the lesser is my grace. Happy is Hermia, where seer she lies, for she hath blessed and attractive eyes. How came her eyes so bright? Not with salt tears. If so, my eyes are oftener washed than hers. No, no, I am as ugly as a bear, for beasts that meet me run away for fair. Therefore
are no marvel though Demetrius do, as a monster, fly my presence thus. What wicked and dissembling glass of mine made me compare with Hermia's Furian? But who is here? Lysander. On the ground. Dead? Or asleep? I see no blood, no wound. Lysander, if you live, good sir, awake.
Waking. And run through fire I will for thy sweet sake. Transparent Helena. Nature shows art, that through thy bosom, makes me see thy heart. Where is Demetrius? Oh, how fit a word is that vile name to perish on my sword.
Do not say so, Lysander, say not so. What though he love your Hermia? Lord, what though? Yet Hermia still loves you. Then be content.
Content with Hermia? No. I do repent the tedious minutes I with her have spent. Not Hermia but Helen I love. Who will not change a raven for a dove? The will of man is by his racen swayed, and racen says you are the worthier maid. Things growing are not ripe until they're sason, so I, being young, till now ripe not to racen, and touching now the point of human skill, racen becomes the marshal to my will, and leads me to your eyes, where I o'erlook love's stories, written in love's richest book.
Wherefore was I to this keen mockery born? When at your hands, did I deserve this scorn? It's not enough, young man, that I did never, no, nor never can deserve a sweet look from Demetrius's eye, but you must flout my insufficiency? Good troth, you do me wrong, good sooth, you do in such disdainful manner me to woo. But fare you well. Perforce I must confess, I thought you lord of more true gentleness. Oh, that a lady of one man refused should of another therefore be abuzzed.
Exit. She sees not Hermia. Hermia, sleep thou there, and never mayst thou come Lysander ne'er. For, as a surfeit of the sweetest things the deepest loathing to the stomach brings, or, as the heresies that men do lave are hated most of those they did deceive, so thou, my surfeit and my heresy, of all be hated, but the most of me. And, all my powers, address your love, and might to honor Helen, and to be her knight.
Exit.
Starting. Help me, Lysander, help me. Do thy best to pluck this crawling serpent from my breast. Amy, for pity. What a dream was here. Lysander, look how I do quake with fear. Method a serpent ate my hair away, and you sat smiling at his cruel prey. Lysander. What, removed? Lysander. Lord. What, out of hearing? Gone? No sound, no word? Alack, where are you? Speak, and if you hear, speak, of all loves. I swoon almost with fear. No? Then I well perceive you are not nigh. Either death or you I'll find immediately.
Exit.
Midsummer Night's Dream. End of scene.